It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between, Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Happy Monday to you. The Marmalettes with Please Mr. Postman, Larry Tuneforce. Good afternoon. It's Speak Out 2.0 on Earth Day. I hope everyone had a great Easter yesterday. A lot of egg hunts around town. And everybody, I saw pictures in the paper and on Facebook of a lot of pictures of kids having a great time, which is, to me, that's what it's all about, when you can dye the Easter eggs and let the kids run and hide them and on each other, then find them, and so on and so forth. This is also River Run Week in Laughlin, and I see a lot of the booths are already set up, and you can already come buy T-shirts and novelty items if you want. They'll be a little lower priced on Sunday if you wait. But Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Mojave Shred, when they are in charge of your secure document protection. Mojave Electric Cooperative, where you can always get your co-op card right there on Hancock Road at their office, and you save money. So, I mean, if you're not into saving money, don't get one. Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, where you can test drive any vehicle on the lot, and you can also order a brand new one, any color you want, any size you want, and you can buy one for under $30,000, a brand new Hyundai. Vaporium of Laughlin. If you think it's time for you to stop smoking, you need to go talk to the people at Vaporium of Laughlin, because that's exactly what they do, and they're right across from the Golden Nugget. Eugene Williams Consulting, also right here in Laughlin. He's over in the Professional Plaza, way over on the other side of town. But if you're going to open a business in Laughlin, or you have a business and you want to expand to Laughlin, he's the guy you want to talk to. Our phone lines, again, are 702-298-1063. And our guest today is the Bullhead City Mayor, Tom Brady. Good morning. Good afternoon, Tom.
Good afternoon, Larry.
Yeah, I started off saying good morning here, but it's not morning yet. Tom and I have known each other for a long, long time, back when he was in charge of the parks, and then he ran for judge, and now we're in Kiwanis together. We see each other every Tuesday morning. And, of course, the mayor of Bullhead City. What's next?
Retirement.
You don't want to be president or anything like that, or
I have no desire to go anywhere else, yeah, or any longer.
Yep, this will be it, huh?
This will be it. Yeah.
Yeah. 8 years is enough, huh?
Well, actually, I wanted to implement term limits for city council, but I found out it's against state law to do so. But I think
eight years
in any public office is probably enough.
See, and I've always said that, because we tell our president he's only good for 8 years, but yet we have Congress people that have been there 30 years.
Exactly.
And I have never, you can't convince me, not that we can ever research it, that when our forefathers wrote our Constitution and Bill of Rights and everything else, I don't think they thought that somebody would come to D.C. and camp out for 30 or 40 years. You know, I think that they thought term limits and people would move out and new people would move in. And we have them with our state offices. That's a good thing.
We do.
Yeah. But we can't do it in Bullhead, huh? It's against the law.
It's against the law. There was a town, Carefree, they wanted to impose them, and it was decided by a Superior Court judge that state law spells out what the rules are for elections, and term limits was not included there, and they were not allowed to do it.
Wow. I'll be darned. Yeah, no, I agree with you. I pretty much think that after 8 years, it's time to bring in new blood, fresh ideas, and so on and so forth. But,
and I agree. You know, yeah. I've got a lot of experience here in Mojave County, and I think after 8 years, I can probably bring all to the table that I'm capable of bringing myself.
Right. But younger people might come with new ideas right out of MCC college or right out of high school or a young couple married that maybe the wife is a stay-home wife and wants to run for council and contribute that way. And so there's, you know, everybody can bring stuff to the table that other people aren't aware of, I think. But we'll see.
I agree.
We'll see. So the big thing is EPCOR and the water. That seems to be the big thing in Bullhead City right now, where the city, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but I think basically it started off with the Corporation Commission telling EPCOR they want one price with all the EPCOR districts that they had.
As an option.
As an option. And to do that, they needed to bring Bullhead City up to what Scottsdale pays, because they're not going to bring Scottsdale down to what Bullhead pays. Nobody in their right mind is going to do that. But they basically wanted to bring everybody up to what Scottsdale pays, which is a lot more than what we're paying in Bullhead. And when the council and the city manager and staff kind of caught wind of all this, you know, they wanted to put the bricks on it, basically, and say, wait a minute, to raise our people in Bullhead City just so you have a uniform price makes no sense whatsoever. And so you and Toby Cotter and Mark Clark flew up to Canada and met with the administration of EPCOR, right?
We met with the chief CEO of EPCOR International.
Yeah, and he's just a city employee of
No.
No?
No, EPCOR is an independent company all its own. But they have one shareholder, and that's the city of Edmonton, Canada.
Yeah.
So they don't really get involved in EPCOR's dealing. They just benefit from the profits that EPCOR makes.
And that allows their citizens probably to pay less tax because they reap the benefit.
Exactly.
Yeah. Huh. So we're supporting a town in Canada when we pay our water bill.
Yes.
Hmm. That's interesting.
And with the proposal that was submitted to the Arizona Corporation Commission, they wanted us to help subsidize the Anthems and the Paradise Valleys and several of the water districts down in the Phoenix area.
Why would we do that?
Because that was EPCOR's plan.
Ah.
EPCOR owns 11 different districts, water systems, throughout the state of Arizona, and most of them are in the Phoenix area.
Okay.
And every time they file a rate increase, they have to basically start from scratch and go through a whole rate proposal before the Arizona Corporation Commission.
And that's a long process.
Well, Tyler Carlson said that when they do it for MEC, it normally takes them several months to put that rate case together, and it costs them in the neighborhood of $750,000.
To do that?
To do that.
Just to file?
Correct.
And to get all the paperwork and all the information together?
Wow, correct.
That's a lot.
So, you know, EPCOR now with 11 districts, if they have to pay $750,000 or thereabouts for each one and do the individual paperwork for each one, they could save a lot of time and effort if they were consolidated into one district, which is what one of the options that they gave the Corporation Commission.
So instead of 11 times 750, they want it to become one times 750.
Exactly.
Even though, and I'm sure Tyler would have said this, when you put that rate increase in, you have to recoup that 750 that you've spent.
Yes.
So you're probably going to figure that into that rate increase. You know, if you were asking for, let's just say, a quarter, you know, 25 cents. But now you've got to make up that 750 that you spent. You're probably going to have to spend it next time, so maybe you'll go to 26 or 27 cents.
Exactly.
You know, and ultimately we pay that as customers, no matter what the entity is, whether it be, you know, MEC or water or gas or whatnot. But those are the... And can you explain why Sunlink is not in the same type of system that MEC and EPCOR is?
Because they're not a monopoly.
Explain that to me.
Well, we have different providers, and they're not regulated by the Corporation Commission. But when you have your water system, that's pretty much a monopoly. That's regulated by the Corporation Commission, unless it's independently owned by the city. And right now there's 91 cities in the state of Arizona, and 65 of them own their own water company. So they're not regulated by the Corporation Commission.
Okay.
But an independent company is, because somebody needs to regulate their operation.
Well, when it comes to Sunlink, you have several choices.
You have MEC, so, you have Frontier. Well, not MEC. MEC is proposing to do that now. But you had Frontier and a few others,
right?
But they're sporadic. So Sunlink is the big provider for our town.
Yeah. So, and that's a problem in our town.
I get more complaints on Suddenlink than probably anything else I get.
I see it on Facebook, too. Everyone's complaining. You know, where else can I get my internet? Where else can I get TV? You know, I mean, you see it once a week on Facebook. Someone's complaining about it.
Oh, and just my own experience. You know, my internet went out, and they told me it would be 10 days before I would get a service technician out.
Yeah.
And I was going to go on a vacation for 7 days, so it wasn't all that big of a deal, but the technician didn't show up, and when I called back the next day and said, can he be here tomorrow, they said, no, it'd be another 7 days.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's just totally unacceptable type of service.
Yeah.
So especially, you know, if you've got a business and you operate out of your home and you rely on the Internet,
yeah,
I don't know how you can function.
But when you go back to when it was a little smaller and it wasn't so big, it seemed that more got accomplished.
Well, I remember the days when I had Frontier, and Frontier was awful.
Right.
And Suddenlink came to town, and almost everybody switched over to Suddenlink. And I sang their praises for years.
Yeah, so did I.
They were just wonderful. And now, ever since they've been bought out by Altice, which is another foreign-owned company,
right?
It seems as though they just aren't putting the money into the system.
Yeah. I know. I went to one of the meetings at the city.
Franchise License Commission?
Yeah, Franchise License. And I went because I wanted to complain about them at my house, okay? And I kept calling and calling for months, and I kept getting people out, and they could not fix my TV from freezing up the picture. And so I go to this meeting, and I go up there. Well, before I could go up there, Ray Jackson is on that board. This guy came up from Suddenlink, and he said that he's the new district supervisor.
Mike
manager.
Horton.
And he's here to clean things up and fix things. So Ray Jackson spent almost 20 minutes telling him his problems at his office and his home. And, you know, Mike said several times, okay, we'll get together after the meeting and I'll take care of this, you know. And so finally I got a chance to go up there. And I explained my situation. And at the time, and I understand this has all been resolved, but at the time, the Chamber of Commerce had not been paid for the dues for Suddenlink, for a display in the lobby for Suddenlink, and for Suddenlink sponsoring the entertainment at the Taste of Bullhead almost 3 years ago. And so I brought that up at the same, you know, I said, no, I want to put on my Chamber Ambassador hat now, and I want to mention these things that have not been taken care of by Suddenlink. Well, John was in the audience, too. And, of course, everybody knows Johnny's been around this area for a long time. So after I spoke, I went around and I apologized to John. I said, I'm sorry, John, but, you know, this is not being taken care of, and this is all fact. And he said, call me tomorrow. So I called him the next day, and he said, email me everything about the chamber. So I did, and I copied John at the chamber on it. And I emailed him all the details and everything. And you know, he asked then for signed contracts. And I said, you go back 3 and 4 years into some of this stuff, there wasn't signed contracts. It was a handshake. But I talked to John Paniker about 3 weeks ago, and he said all that has been paid. So that's a good thing that got cleared up. I, myself, only have Suddenlink for Internet now, and we have DirecTV because I could never get my picture to quit freezing. And it doesn't do any good. I don't care if you're watching the news or a favorite TV show. When you lose 20 seconds in the middle of it, that could be a vital 20 seconds that you didn't need to see. And so we went to Direct. So, okay, let me get off of that, though. Where are we now with EPCOR?
We're now in the new interim rates. The city intervened, you know, on behalf of the citizens of Bullhead City in this rate case.
Several times.
Well, you intervene, you enter your by intervening once, but we've gone down there several times.
Right. And like you said, you flew to Canada to try to stop it.
Yeah.
And
well, that didn't work.
Yeah.
But we've attended all of the Corporation Commission hearings, and I've probably been down there four times. So I can say that the city spent a lot of money in fighting this rate increase.
Right.
I think we spent probably over $100,000. But every time that every month that the decision got delayed, we figured it was probably costing EPCOR probably about $120,000 to $150,000 a month that our local ratepayers were not paying.
Right.
And we believe that we probably slowed the process down by at least 6 months. So in that regards, the city spent money fighting them. ratepayers here benefited from it, and they didn't get what they originally wanted.
As far as the amount of the increase?
The original rate case was undecided. The Corporation Commission was split 2-2, so they couldn't make a decision as to where to move forward on the original case. And that original case was the one that included consolidation with all of the other districts and bumping our rates up from basically $28.25 to $44.95 in one fell swoop. And if consolidation had not been approved and it would have been a standalone rate, our rate would have increased to $41.19. I'm happy to, and then in addition to that, they also asked for all of these automatic adjusters. They asked for a power cost adjuster. If the cost of electricity goes up to run their pumps, they wanted that tacked onto the ratepayer's bill. The purchase water power water adjuster. If the cost of transporting the water to Phoenix through the Central Arizona Project went up, they wanted that passed along to the ratepayers. So if that water rate went up and consolidation had been approved, we would have now been helping to subsidize the delivery of that water down to the Phoenix area.
Wow.
Tax expense adjuster, property tax adjuster. If the property taxes in Paradise Valley went up, they're automatically going to get that increased in the rates. So we would have been paying for that. And here in Bullhead City, we don't have a property tax ourselves. Rate case surcharge. There's all kinds of automatic adjusters that were requested in the original rate case, and since the Corporation Commission failed to act on that because of their 2-2 vote, they were ordered to submit interim rates. Now, there's a big question as to whether or not the interim rates are even legal. It's real interesting. You have two Corporation Commissioners, Andy Tobin and Justin Olson, who said, we think that we're violating the law by approving these, and they voted against it. Justin Olson said the passage of these interim rates should never have been applied to the EPCOR case. He says that he thinks that it was improper to do so, and I'm quoting from him. The passage of the interim rates resulted in a large rate increase for several EPCOR districts. In my view, this increase is not just and reasonable. I am disappointed the commission was not able to address the revenue requirement in a principled way that would have avoided the rate shock that many comfortable customers will experience as a result of this case.
Yeah, so, and what are we going to experience now here in our area?
But let me also point out that Andy Tobin filed his own dissent on their decision. The Commission's handling of the underlying rate case begs serious questions regarding the legality of the Commission's decision. After warning from Bullhead City Mayor and potential condemnation, this Commission acted at light speed, quote, light speed, to provide more revenue to EPCOR, and while no emergency existed except for the emergency of ratepayers having to shuffle their monthly budgets to account for significant rate increases, I have never seen the Commission as zealous as it was with EPCOR to prioritize the interest of one of Arizona's largest regulated monopolies over the rate shock concerns of the public.
And that's Andy Tobin speaking.
That's Andy Tobin in his written dissent on their decisions that they came up with.
Was he the only commissioner that made it up here and did a couple of town halls?
Andy Tobin came up and he listened to the ratepayers up here when the original rate case of consolidation consolidation and the increase to $44.95 was heard.
Right.
Justin Olson also came up here and met with the Tea Party as part of his campaign because he was running for Corporation Commission.
But it wasn't for this.
It wasn't for this, but at the Tea Party, it was interesting, at the Tea Party meeting, there were probably 50 people in the audience. He was not able to talk about this case, but they finished early, so they had extra time on their hands, so they asked me to get up and speak. So I got up and I warned Justin Olson that if anything I say is out of hand, you're free to leave the room or stop me.
Yeah.
But then I proceeded to tell him about what we were going to experience here in Bullhead City as a result of this consolidation effort. So he listened attentively. He never left the room. And based upon everything that I've seen him do and say at the Corporation Commission, he understood exactly what our concerns were.
Okay.
I have the utmost respect for Justin Olson. He's the only true person that on that corporation commission that really seems to care for the... I shouldn't say that. Andy Tobin also cares.
Right.
But the two of them are champions of the taxpayers and the ratepayers.
Well, that's good, because we need that.
We need that.
Yeah. Tom, let us take a break, and when we come back, we'll continue talking about other topics.
Sure.
Any private or public company that maintains personal consumer information or utilizes consumer reports, payroll, financial statements, or health records is now legally obligated to destroy that confidential data. Mojave Shred destroys paper and non-paper data, including hard drives. Locally owned and nationally recognized, Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Mojave Shred is flexible and maintains the highest standards in secure document destruction. MojaveShred.com.
This is Debbie Pennington with your Better Business Bureau. Did you know BBB offers educational presentations to businesses and consumer groups? Scams, internet safety, and identity theft are just some of the topics covered by BBB. We also share how to research a business and how to submit a customer review. We even have programs and scholarships for students. Call your Better Business Bureau at 928-302-3701 to schedule a presentation today. Again, that's 928-302-3701.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swanee Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswaneehyundai.net.
Working in the medical field? It's the fastest growing profession in the tri-state. If you or someone you know is working in or starting a career in the medical field, trust the folks at Anything Medical to provide quality scrubs, shoes, and professional equipment, all at the very best prices available. And be sure to remind your patients to visit Anything Medical when prescribing orthopedic braces, shoes, wound supplies, respiratory aids and service, or any home medical equipment. Anything Medical, 2350 Miracle Mile Way in the Riverview Mall. Visit Anything Medical today.
There's a bright star on your horizon. It's Star Checking from Horizon Community Bank, and it rewards you month after month. You can earn a rate currently more than 15 times the national average for interest-bearing checking or balance, up to $25,000. Visit the bank that is proud to be locally owned and managed. Visit your local Horizon Community Bank in Havasu, Fort Mojave, Quartzsite, and Parker. For more information about Star Personal Checking Accounts, member FDIC.
We got so much sunshine out there today. Wow. It's Speak Out 2.0. Larry Toonforce live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Vaporium of Laughlin, and Eugene Williams Consulting of Laughlin. We're visiting today for the whole hour with Mayor Tom Brady from Bullhead City, and we've been talking about the EPCOR and whatnot. Tom, move that microphone right up and bring him out of there. There we go. And just want a couple more things about that. You were going to say something about a discount for veterans?
Yeah. As part of the interim rates, EPCOR was asked to file what they wanted in the interim rates. And they wanted to leave out the low-income discount program, the disabled veterans program, and the deployed military program, but the Corporation Commission, as part of their approved interim rate, said no, you will include those.
Okay.
So there again, it's EPCOR just not being very ratepayer friendly.
Wow.
But what I want to point out to everybody right now is that these rates just took effect on April 1st, and the Corporation Commission told them that we want you to implement these programs for the people. And out of their 133,000 customers in their 11 districts, they are going to offer a low-income program, and only 620 people from Mojave and 131 people from the North Mojave District will be allowed to get in the low-income program. So I would encourage anybody, if you fall below 200% of the federal poverty line, you should apply for this low-income discount as part of the EPCOR bills that you pay. And it's basically going to knock $10 off your bill every month.
Well, that's important for a lot of people.
That's very important for a lot of people. But there's only a limited number. There's 620 out of the 16,000 customers that we have in Bullhead City. And so, and 131 in the North Bullhead area, which is basically McCormick and Punta de Vista.
Okay.
There's also a disabled veterans discount. And out of their 133,000 customers, they're only allowing 2,000 of these statewide.
Statewide?
Statewide. 2,000 for disabled veterans. And disabled veterans means any disability whatsoever. It's not 100% disability. It's any disability whatsoever. And they can apply for the $10.
How do they cap it at 2,000?
That's just a number that they came up with.
Wow.
And how do they cap it at any disability? Because, I mean, it's like 100% disability. You might think they're worthwhile, but, you know, if you have any kind of a disability. So I would encourage all disabled veterans in Mojave County, and Lord knows we have enough of them.
Right.
You want to be part of the 2,000 that are granted this $10 a month reduction in your water bill.
And how do they get that? They go on their website?
Well, that's interesting now, too, because if you go to the EPCOR website, there's no information there whatsoever on this, even though the implementation date was supposed to be April 1st.
Oh.
I would encourage everybody to call the EPCOR local office and say, I want to apply for either the low-income discount or the disabled veterans discount, and tell me where I need to go or what I need to do to you know, start the process.
Or they can go down to the office even. Right,
I would say go down to the office if you want to waste your time.
Well.
And then there's no talk as to whether or not if you're a disabled, low-income veteran, if you can apply for both of those. There's nothing that was done in the interim rate order from the Corporation Commission as to whether or not you're eligible to apply for both.
So if you're a disabled vet, you should apply for both and see what happens.
And if you're in the low-income category. And
right.
If you're low-income, according to the federal poverty statistics now, if you're making less than 200% of $25,000, so if you're making less than $50,000 a year, you should be eligible for it.
Okay. So there's some information for our listeners that could help you.
But please take advantage of it. I'd like to see every discount used by every member in Bullhead City just so that we can take advantage of this limited number of reductions in your bill that's available.
Right. And if for some reason you have a problem, you can call Tom at City Hall. And he'll jump right on it. He'll jump on a plane, fly to Canada, and work on your problem for you.
Well, we're actually thinking about going back there again.
Oh, you are? Already?
Well, we've now hired a company to help evaluate the cost of EPCOR because we want to move forward with the condemnation.
Right.
This cannot continue.
No.
EPCOR has been ordered to return to the Corporation Commission in May of 2020 for another rate increase. Whether they want it or not, the Corporation Commission said, come back to us in May of 2020 so that we can get off the interim rates and we're going to do this whole thing over again. And Sandra Kennedy is one of the Corporation Commissioners, and she said, I want you to file options on consolidation again. So now we're back to where we were, and the city is going to continue this fight forever, and you're going to see these huge increases.
How does just one of the commissioners say, I want you to do this? You know.
Well, they voted on it. She made an amendment, and she said, I want, as part of the next rate case, I want you to file consolidation options for either adjacent districts or rural districts.
Wow.
So we believe that we're going to be fighting this fight again in a few more years.
Yeah.
And your rates.
Next year.
Yeah, next year. And your rates, basically, if we haven't set it, you're going up about $8 a month on your normal water bill as it stands right now.
That's a lot of money. I mean, for EPCOR, when you think about how many people, that goes up $8 a month.
Your normal water bill for 7,000 gallons of water usage, which is typical of what we use here in the Mojave District, Bullhead City, you're basically going from $29.93. It's going to raise $8.43.
Wow!
And if you're in the North Mojave, Punta de Vista and McCormick, you're paying about $25.38. It's going up $8.88.
Wow!
Well, so that's a huge increase, and they wanted a lot more. So we know that when we do this again in 2020, they're going to be asking for more.
And the big thing is the water doesn't taste any better. It doesn't come to you any cleaner. It's just more money.
And they just were approved for $2.5 million worth of improvements in Bullhead City out of a total of $10 million statewide. Well, those $2.5 million, if we condemn them, will get thrown in the lawsuit, and we will likely have to pay $2.5 million plus more if we actually condemn them.
Okay.
And now on top of that, every time we get a new subdivision that comes to town, just like, you know, Phil Peterson is building Fox Ridge and everything else.
Right.
He builds that. He installs the entire water system, and when they get their certificate of occupancy, that water system is turned over to EPCOR. They have paid 0 cents for it whatsoever.
How convenient.
How convenient. And now when we want to condemn them, we are going to have to pay them probably two or three times more than the cost of what it costs to install all of that.
And they didn't install it.
They didn't install it. They don't install anything. They repair things, but they don't install anything.
All right.
So we're hoping that, well, right now we hired a company to evaluate what the system should cost, because if the voters approve in November the condemnation to move forward, to give us the ability to move forward, then we will probably go to court and try and purchase their system.
And between now and November, you'll have that hard number from that consultant?
The consultant is working on it right now, and they expect to have that number by the end of June, I believe it is.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, now let us take a break, and now when we come back, we'll switch topics.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swamy Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swamy Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswamyhyundai.net.
Connected computer and technology, smarter than the average geek.
Hi, John here. You already know we take care of your computer issues, but did you know we can also help you with alarm and camera systems, audio, video, wireless, business networks, servers, even cell phones, and so much more. Let us know how we can help you today.
Connected computer and technology, smarter than the average geek. Smarter than the average geek.
KRMC welcomes Benjamin Smith, a doctor of audiology. Dr. Smith has joined Dr. Katie Brown, providing specialized care for patients of all ages with hearing and balance issues.
Our goal for all of our patients, whether we're treating a hearing loss or identifying a dizziness or a child with a speech problem or somebody with tinnitus, is to improve their quality of life.
For more information, call KRMC Speech and Hearing Specialists at 681-8717. KRMC.
Be surprised by what's inside. Grand Liquidations. Always a fair price on top name brands in home furnishings, mattresses, unique decor, kids stuff, strollers, walkers, car seats, toys, and more, like pet foods, supplies, health supplements and drinks, tools, bar stools, housewares, power chairs, ceiling fans, even bongos, man. See an item you like? Don't walk. Let's talk. Denny loves making deals and saving you money. Open daily, just south of Riverview Drive on Highway 95. Grand Liquidations.
Retirement, the golden years, the time you have been saving for your entire life. Hi, I'm Suzanne Cosley with Mojave State Bank. I'd like to help you expand your retirement income with a reverse mortgage. This is a powerful financial tool that many senior homeowners use to supplement their retirement income and also build a safety net for unplanned expenses. Please let me, Suzanne Cosley with Mojave State Bank, calculate how much you can get with a reverse mortgage.
Mojave State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. We're back at about 20 minutes before 1 o'clock. Sean Hannity's going to pop into the studio at 1 o'clock. And our show every day is brought to you by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Martin Swanee, Hyundai and Kingman, Vaporium of Laughlin, and Eugene Williams in Laughlin. Again, if you have questions for the mayor, give us a call at 702-298-1063, which is also our frequency.
Sean Hannity is not coming into the studio. That's what you just said. I'm going to wait around if that's going to happen.
I didn't say this studio. I said into the studio, not this one.
Okay.
He has to have his own. You don't think he's coming to Laughlin, Tom?
No, I didn't.
No, no. He has his own, probably a much larger studio, much more, you know, fancy chairs.
A few more listeners.
And probably, well, maybe. And probably doesn't do his own board. He probably has a board operator. Hey, recycling. Now, that's a strange topic because we voted for it and we got recycling in, but now there seems to be some difficulties.
Yeah, the entire recycling market has changed entirely.
And this is U.S.-wide.
This is U.S.-wide. As a matter of fact, on Today News, they had a segment on the recycling crisis in America.
Yeah, because it's not just in Bullhead City.
It's all over.
Yeah.
40% of all of America's trash was sent to China to be recycled. 40% of the entire country. And now China is not accepting hardly any of it. If you want to research it, just Google China Sword, S-W-O-R-D, and you'll see what some of the problem is. And you'll see how communities throughout the country are trying to wrestle with this problem. Here in Bullhead City, many years ago, we started the mandatory recycling program.
Right.
Once a week trash pickup, once a week recycling, and it was mandatory. And for that, you're paying, right now, you're paying $15.16 for that service. Lake Havasu has the same service. They're paying $17.30. Needles, California is paying about $22.54 for the same type of service. In the city of Kingman, you're paying $19.80, but you don't have any recycling whatsoever.
Oh.
So right now, we are the lowest cost of anybody in the tri-state area for the trash service that we are now providing.
Okay.
We also have the highest cost. Our contract with Republic Service expires in 2021, but they're bleeding red because the recycling market has basically gone to nothing. So they're hauling their recyclables to Las Vegas to their trash recycling plant up there that they own and they built.
Right.
And most of everything that's going through there is trash. So we haul our stuff to Las Vegas, and basically it's put into the dump in Las Vegas. So.
Oh, okay.
Paper. And paper at one time, it used to go for $95 a ton. So you haul it to Las Vegas, and they used to get $95. Now they get $5.
Wow.
So, you know, the recycling market for paper has just gone down the drain.
Is part of that because there's a lot more recycling of paper done?
No, it's more because everybody is now getting stuff off the Internet. They're not doing paper, newspaper anymore.
Okay.
Plastic bottles. Used to be plastic bottles came in a thicker container, so you would have 20,000 of them. Now it's closer to 60 or 80,000 of those same bottles to get the same tonnage that you had from years ago.
Okay.
So the handling of that four times as many bottles has driven the cost up to the point where it's not conducive anymore for, you know, some sort of financial gain. So anyway, the market has changed,
right.
And now the city is faced with the problem. We can either let the contract expire in 2021 and bid it out with either the same program that we have now, and we expect that the rate will probably go up anywhere from $3 to $5, or we can change it in 2021 and say we're going to stop recycling, and we start with a brand new rate, and Republic Services will likely be the only company that comes in and bids it, and that rate will likely go up. Or we can help Republic Services stop their bleeding red right now and deal with the problem right now, which is the proposal that's before the city council.
Okay.
Republic Services is basically wanting to keep the rates the same until 2028. So roughly for the next 10 years or so, they want to keep your rate at $15.16 or in that neighborhood, except for cost of living increase for the next 10 years.
Okay, per month.
Per month.
Right.
So, and if you want to recycle, and for that, you will get once a week trash pickup, but double the size. So if you have a blue recycling container and a green trash container, if you don't want to pay for recycling as an independent rate, we'll talk about in a minute. You would be able to keep both of those if you want them, and you can put both of those out for your trash one day a week.
Okay.
If you want to opt into the recycling and do it properly so that it's not going into the dump, then it would be an opt-in service, and they're proposing $10 a month. Now, I'm choking on the $10 a month. I'm trying to get that down to 5 or 6, but I'm not getting a very good response on that.
So, because what they want, basically, if let's assume you're having dinner and you're using a paper napkin. If you've wiped your mouth or you cleaned a spot off the table or something, that napkin now has food on it. They don't want that in the recycle bin. They want that in the trash bin.
And it's paper.
Right.
So there's no market for the paper.
Right. And the same with a paper plate. If you had a salad on a paper plate with a sandwich, you're going to have residue from the salad on the paper plate. You can't put that in recycling.
Or the pizza box. It's now got grease on it, and that contaminates all the rest of the paper that's thrown in. So not only are you you throwing something contaminated in, but you're contaminating your neighbor's proper recycling paper.
Wow.
So it's basically putting it all in the trash.
How confusing.
It is.
Yeah.
And the market to this day right now, and I fault Republic Services, not only here but throughout the country, they're not doing a good job on keeping people informed as to what's recyclable as that market changes. Because right now, if you're listening to me, my voice right now, the only thing that they want in your recycled cart is clear plastic or white plastic, your milk jugs,
uh-huh.
Aluminum.
Rinsed out.
Rinsed out.
Yeah, not just with a little remnant of milk in there, but you got to rinse it out.
Tin and corrugated cardboard. They don't even want the cereal box cardboard. They just want the corrugated cardboard that you get from Amazon. Those are the only things that they really want.
And you know this because you're the mayor, but the average person doesn't have a clue.
And we've been holding workshops trying to educate people on that now.
I would gamble that even in Havasu and Kingman, they don't have a clue.
Well, in Kingman, they're not recycling at
all. Okay, right. So Havasu and Needles, they probably don't know that. So they're probably putting stuff.
They just rolled out the system in Havasu a couple of years ago, and the system that they've got a molded plastic top on the recycle carts to tell them what's supposed to go in there.
Oh, okay.
But that changes daily too.
Right.
On that, it says glass, and there's no market for glass, so they don't even want it. There's nobody that is recycling glass right now. So they tell you that wash out that peanut butter jar or that mayonnaise jar. So use precious water when we're in the midst of a nationwide drought.
Right.
And then put it in the recycled bin, and it gets to Las Vegas, and it's automatically taken to the dump.
Yeah, so it doesn't get recycled
anyway. It doesn't get recycled anyway.
You went through the steps to do it.
Yeah, and you've wasted water, and you've paid for the cost of that water with the new EPCOR rates.
Okay, so stand by, and we're going to learn more about recycling when, finally.
Well, at our last workshop for the city council, it appeared as though most of the city council wanted to roll out this new program immediately. And I suggested that rather than doing that, let's educate the public so that they know exactly what goes into recycling if they want to opt into this new program.
Okay.
You don't want them to say, yeah, I'm a recycler and I'm going to do what I've been doing all along.
Right.
So, if you're only looking at 4 different things to throw in that recycling, perhaps they don't want to do that. Perhaps they might, choose something else.
And the theory is you're still going to have the bin at City Hall, the big green one that people can take things to.
Exactly. So if you want to recycle and you want to recycle properly, we have 4 bins by City Hall right now that anybody, including our snowbirds and our people living outside the city limits, can come and throw their trash in. And as part of this new system, we would put another one on the north side of town.
Okay.
And now that's interesting because just the other day I looked in that bin and I found a lawn chair and a chain link fence in there, which is not recyclable.
Right. And you took the fence and did what with it?
I walked away.
Okay, we got about 4 minutes left. Heritage Trail. What's happening with the Heritage Trail?
Yeah.
Someday they say it's going to go up and down both sides of the river.
Exactly. Several years ago, we applied to the federal government for a $6 million grant, and I think we're about a couple $100 shy of getting that whole $6 million.
Good.
The Bureau of Reclamation is our partner on it, and they're running the show. We had a meeting last week, and they expect that they will be out to bid probably July or August on doing the trail on our side of the river, similar to the trail that's on the other side of the river between right. the bridge and the dam.
And where would that also be, between the bridge and the dam on the Arizona side?
Exactly. It'll start up at the dam. There'll be a walkway that goes actually, and there'll be a pier down on Lake Mojave on the, north of the dam. And then the trail will wind down through their switchyard area and come down to Davis Camp. The trailhead will be right there near the entrance to the Davis Camp entry station.
Okay.
And then it will wind through Davis Camp and go back to the bridge.
Wow.
So it'll be one big loop.
Now, what is the trail that starts like at Kinfolvark Park and goes through the park a little bit and then along Lakeside and then into Rotary Park?
Well, that's the trail that was proposed long ago for all of Bullhead City, but, it's kind of disjointed because you have to use residential streets in so many
right.
different areas.
It was funny because when I was at the department and I would jog in the afternoons, I would be at Station 1 in Hancock, change clothes, and I would come out of the station and along train, and then I would take that trail behind Kinfolvark mm-hmm. Park. It goes behind the ball fields. And when you get back there for about 45 seconds, you forget you're in Bullhead City.
Mm-hmm.
There's all these green trees. There's the smell from the green grass, and there's shrubbery and everything. And you go, where did I just jog through,
Exactly.
And if you're walking through there, you get to spend more time in there. But it's just like there's this hallway, of trees and shrubs, and it's nice and green. And you can smell that. If they cut the grass, it's awesome. You get to smell that fresh cut grass. And everybody loves that, especially in the desert. And you walk back there, and you just realize you're still in Bullhead, but this isn't Bullhead.
And I'm sure you recognize the historical site for the Fort Beale wagon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's back there, and I don't think there's anybody in Bullhead City that knows this is even there.
And then I know who did all that work, and that was your wife.
Well, she, yeah.
Yeah, with Parks, when she was with Parks.
Yeah, she ran that for several years.
And grants and everything else. So when do we hear if we get this $6 million?
Oh, we already have it.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. We had a meeting last week, and we were finalizing what goes on all of the interpretive signage.
So when will that system all start then, from Davis Dam to Davis Camp?
Like I said, I expect that we'll be out to bid probably in July or August.
Oh, wow. This year?
Yes.
So then they'll start it. Now, will it follow the road, or will it cut through the hills a little bit?
No, it's going to cut through the hills.
Oh, good.
Pretty much where you make the turn to go up to Catherine Landing, it will basically be coming down in the opposite direction, down the hillside, and there'll be some terrific views from up there.
Wow.
And then it'll basically wind down to near the entry station on the east side of Davis Camp entry station.
When's the ribbon cutting?
That's to be determined.
I thought maybe you'd say, 2 years or something.
And hopefully we're going to work with the Transportation Department in Nevada and have them either move the sidewalk that's on the south side of the Laughlin Bridge to the north side, or get them to put another sidewalk on, hang a stringer on the north side of the bridge.
Oh, okay.
So that you don't actually have to cross the
highway. Yeah. Can you go under it?
That was discussed, and that's not an option.
Oh, shucks. All right, Tom, thank you so much for coming in today. It's been very informative. If you had a question you didn't want to answer on the radio, you can always call the mayor at City Hall at 763-9400, and he will get back with you. If you leave a message, he always calls people back, right?
I try.
Yep. And your email at City Hall for those that want to just email you?
tbrady@bullheadcity.com.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Meet Walter.
Hey, Doc, got my prescription ready?
Walter saves money at the pharmacy.
Here you go, Walter.
Oh, don't forget my Co-op Connections card.
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. You can save up to 85% on prescriptions at over 60,000 pharmacies nationwide.
Walter, your Co-op Connections card just saved you 40%.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Walter and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
National Notary Association member, founder Las Vegas Chamber of Adobe Acrobat User Group, Veterans First Program member. Mr. Eugene Williams is the trusted and reputable source for your business admin. Eugene Williams Consulting is offering unique and solution-oriented support for your business presence in Nevada, way below the standard rate. Eugene provides mail forwarding, free notary public, licensing posting compliance, Nevada agent registration, and more for just $50 a month. Don't get behind in your business needs and go to EugeneWilliamsConsulting.com.
Any private or public company that maintains personal consumer information or utilizes consumer reports, payroll, financial statements, or health records is now legally obligated to destroy that confidential data. Mojave Shred destroys paper and non-paper data, including hard drives. Locally owned and nationally recognized, Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Mojave Shred is flexible and maintains the highest standards in secure document destruction. MojaveShred.com.
Joe saw an old boat for sale on the side of the highway. It looked decent until he saw that nasty-looking interior. Joe made a lower-than-asking-price offer, and he got the boat. He took it to the upholstery shop in Bullhead City. They did the carpet, engine cover, seats, and rails inside the boat look like new. In just a few days, the boat's value increased right along with Joe's ego. Take it to Dave Miner at the upholstery shop. Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City. It's worth the drive.
The stores and outlets inside the Laughlin Outlet Center offer savings of up to 70% off every day. Up to 70% off the brand name things you really want. Take in a new release at the Stadium 9 Cinema. There's something for everyone at the Laughlin Outlet Center. I'll see you there on Casino Drive, Laughlin.
Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
No matter where you go, someone is always thinking,
what's in it for me?
I have the answer. The White Sheet. It's the deal of the century. It's your information station. It's your entertainment calendar. It's your coupon book. It's your map to garage sale mania. It's your sales tool. It's your vehicle locator. It's your open house directory. It's your White Sheet. New White Sheets hit the street every Tuesday, so pick one up at your favorite business or visit whitesheetonline.net. What's in it for me? It's the White Sheet.
And I'm not speaking out of turn if I tell you Tom Brady could have went for another hour. There's so much going on, and it's a lot of good stuff, too, that our city is doing. Okay, we got about 2 minutes left, and this is Speak Out 2.0, brought to you by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Vaporium of Laughlin, and Eugene Williams Consulting in Laughlin. What's going on around town? There's a blood drive tomorrow in Bullhead City at Mojave Community College from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., put on by the Morning Kiwanis Club. If you have any questions, you can call Valent, I guess it is, at 877-25-VITAL. And they'll answer your questions. Otherwise, tomorrow, give the gift of life. We are just about out of time. Coming up after the news and weather is Sean Hannity. He'll be in his studio and broadcasting for you. I hope everybody had a great day today. I hope that Tom Brady answered some of your questions. He's very informative. I mentioned that you can call him at City Hall, and he's wide open like that, so you can give him a call. Everyone have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow, where our guest will be Ryan Frewerth from Kingman Parks Department, and he will keep you up.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.